of a lizard, as a leaf of chives.
There was a sunlit absence.
The all-day bird, the artist.
A prolonged hush that reminds me to lock the doors. I turned myself into a sack. An old rag picker takes me out at dawn. We go shuffling. We go stooped. Already.
This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox. Round clouds occluding patches of the sky.
To an empty, windswept place without sun, stars, or moon.
O sun, deserving sun, would that you lend me this quiet for a spell, would just a sledge full of your painted light, the ray-green light, pour down upon me now, oh indestructible.
He was gluing a cigarette to a tomato.
And her bright fingernails woven into each other, which the heavy basket is still now carrying.
Early glory ageth and seereth, no man at all going the earth's gate, but age bears against him, his face paleth.
But there was no one, nor had the air darkened, though the moon was there, already filled in with marble.
I speak with the clarity and inferno of the necessary, like my man John on Pat Jungle Comics, where the vampire, the thin-nosed kind from the outback who can suck with his teeth and stir with his nose, whose eyes are missing, and what you see is the bottom of a coal mine filled with 2,000 fathoms of lynch, execution, missing, rape, cheated, framed, slandered, stolen, frown, frozen ex-corpuscles.
And you above them, wounded and dominant.
The hooded, bloody hoarfrost, that was for presumption, while the air, that was for the air boasting what the air to metal swore, and telling on dullards, and by hunches let spring be, probably the most perishable springs are those imbued with human hair, and let the worm share what the worm knows, the little learner, the little dome thread.
From the dark, hacked bone, skull wear, frayed stitches, tufts, small gleams on the bank.